Good morning and welcome to the new episode of Saturday Special of Dr. Lamba's Awakening Call. The world is full of worries, pains, miseries, and it's a problem for people to live a happy life, a life that I'll prefer to call it completely Zen. Personally, a significant part of the peace, determination, iron determination, and happiness that I have is because of the principles of Buddhism that I have adopted to a great extent in my life. The perspective offered by Buddhism, if adopted and practiced, and there are just four principles, can make your life really and absolutely Zen. You must be wondering, why is it? Now let's see the word Buddha. Buddha itself means one who has come home and is said to be. Every man is capable of being a Buddha. As a matter of fact, every man is born to become a Buddha, but then we don't become so because we lack that sort of a perspective. You know, it's exactly like what words were thrown about the childhood, trailing clouds of glory to become from heaven, which is our home. And as we grow up, we lose that connection with heavens and become immersed in material beings. Becoming a Buddha has nothing to do with becoming a Buddhist. Now let me differentiate. You can be a Buddha and still not be a Buddhist. I'm an agnostic. I don't believe in any religion. I don't care for God. If he's there, fine. If he's not there, fine. But being a Buddha means that we are all supposed to liberate ourselves. Now, I don't know exactly what exactly becoming a Buddha would require, but I'm excited to walk the path anyway. I have walked the path and in the process became like something Buddha-like. Honestly, it takes nothing more intimidating than following these four principles. And these four principles, if you adopt, not only adopt, but practice. First, abolish binary thinking. You know, there was an anecdote which I read. Three monks are sitting together, debating over a temple flag rippling in the wind. The first monk refers to the flag as a moving banner. The second monk insists that they are not seeing the flag move, but rather the wind blowing. They argue back and forth, and finally the third monk intervenes. It is not the flag moving. It is not the wind blowing, but rather the movement of your minds, your perception. The first two monks argued because they held their own opinions superior to the others. In a sense, that made them blind to the other perspectives. However, the third monk, who was more Buddha-like, saw their conflict for what it really was, a perpetual conflict, which is in fact a perceptual conflict, the perceptions. And that's what all conflicts in our life are. They are all perceptuals. We view everything from our own perception. This makes way for an essential Buddhist principle to abolish binary thinking. We sense the world objectively. However, we perceive it subjectively. Now, there is a contradiction. Our senses are very objective. thing is hot, wind is cold, sun is burning, fire burns. But our perception is very subjective. The same fire in a Havan Kund is sacred, but when a home is burning, a house is burning, it is devastating. So whatever opinions and beliefs we embody are a result of our individual experience in life. That means, really there is no truth, it doesn't exist. Only perceptions and perspective, from what perspective you see, they do. The answer is neither black and white. It's always different shades of gray. But we perceive things in black and white. We don't think of the shades of gray. And the answers are always situational and perceptual. Your opinions and beliefs are not above others. But we believe that what I think is the only belief that should be there. They are just yours as other people's opinion and beliefs are theirs. And understanding this seems to be easy, but if you want to apply this in real life, it's tough. We are determined to align other people's perspective with others. We want other people to agree with us and think like us. In fact, the real nobility and perfection of human being lies in accepting the fact that your perspective is only one of the 7.8 billion people of the world, and it is no way superior to the others. Now, how to apply this belief in real life? That's a cruel. The next time you argue with someone, take a deep breath and tell yourself that you're not supposed to put your perspective over others. You cannot force your perspective. Accept that people think in different ways, and you don't have to sway others to your way of thinking. That's why I believe in the concept, don't explain, don't complain, period, forget it. Second principle, stop trying to decipher everything. Again, the anecdote from the philosophy of Buddhism. There was a Buddhist follower, let's call him Mr. Chow, because it's a Chinese one. He fell down in the snow and called out, help me, help me. A monk came and lay down beside him. Chow just got up and went away. Now I know you must be thinking that how is it pertinent? The story doesn't make any sense. And that tells us something very fundamental about human nature. We are always seeking explanation. A man falls down and says, help me, help me. A monk comes and lies down beside him. The man who's shouting for help gets up. However, for the Buddhist monk, blindly seeking answers was a vice to overcome. So path to the true enlightenment was to accept the mysteries of existence. The man got up because this man lay down. Now he felt if monk can lie down, that means there's nothing wrong, let me help myself, and got up. This micro story I've told you is a cone story. And cone's philosophy is intentionally incomprehensible philosophical thought experiment to help the practice monks stop seeking answers. Cones were used to teach the monks to learn to live the life with the ambiguity and paradox. We try to understand everything. We want to explain everything. We want to explicate everything. This philosophy says, take things as they are. If they are clear, fine. Otherwise, don't bother your head. Because you cannot explain everything in the world. And in our lives, many stuff we do not make sense. And that shakes us. We do not understand why something happens. We ask for explanation. Buddhism has a different question. Why do we need explanation in the first place? And if you don't need explanation in the first place, 50% of your frustration and pain would be over. Now how to apply it to real life? Human beings have a tendency to seek answers. Well, that is what has left the world to flourish and progress. Life doesn't make sense. On multiple occasions, life is resistant to the simple explanation. And that raises a very valid argument. Do we really need to decipher everything? I personally believe if we can learn to let go of our inborn obsession to interpret everything, we will be able to handle our share of uncertainties. It's very comforting to believe that everything happens which is not in our control. And truth is that sometimes things don't happen for a reason. Life is not a book of chemistry and mathematical equation. So when life doesn't make sense, calm down. Remind yourself that it's supposed not to make sense. Make your peace and move on. Third principle, live life the only way you truly can in the present. For example, man traveling, again the story from the Chinese philosophy, encountered a tiger. He fled the tiger after him, following. Coming to a precipice, he caught hold of the roof of a wild vine and swung himself over the edge. The tiger sniffed at me from above. Trembling, the man looked down and he saw below him another tiger waiting to eat him. He was just hanging by the branch of the vine. At that time, two mice, one white, one black, little by little started to gnaw at the vine. The man saw the luscious strawberry near him. Grasping the vine with one hand, he plucked the strawberry and tasted. It was very sweet. Now, according to the story, the tiger bug represents our birth. The tiger below represents death. The two mice represent the fact that our days on the planet are diminishing one at a time. And the strawberry represents the present. So at that time when he saw the strawberry, he forgot the future, the birth. Past, he forgot the future, that death. He forgot that the problems were reducing our existence. But he was happy to eat that strawberry. And that makes a difference. A regretful change was there. But then that makes a sense. And that is important. So, live in the present, and that's the only way to live. How to apply the mind? Let's be honest. You are sick of hearing this live in the present. It is too much. It's frustrating. So there are some simple elements. Wake up before sunrise, have a cup of tea or coffee, then 15 minutes of meditation, read, write, a workout in the evening, and end the day with recapitulating what you have done. These are the things, if you do, you will find that you are living in the present. You will see how you are spending the time. You are not wasting the time. You are enjoying it. Our problem is that we stop living our days. We stop seizing our days, and that's a problem. So create a recipe for your blissful day. Fourth principle, practice indifference. Buddha was once asked what real welfare is. He replied that the highest welfare is the ability to keep the balance and open one's mind in all vicissitudes, ups and downs of life. One of the cores of the teaching of Buddhism is that all suffering comes from attachment. We suffer when we attach the feeling of craving or hatred to the various things. However, life is often going to hand us things that we don't want and take away the things which we want, and that makes us suffer. So Buddha says, don't have attachment, so you will not feel the pain of things going away and not having it. Now, is it key to suffering is your attachment, so don't suffer. Now, you can start practicing the indifference like this. What things matter today would not matter in 5 days. Things that lie outside your control, don't care. Material things, they come and go. Worldly matters that don't concern you, we often say, what is he doing? Why is he doing? No, that's none of your habit. So, if you adopt these 4 principles, you would be better. And these principles are really gems that are worth following by every human being. Why don't you try it as well? Thank you.